cramp early in the first period, but the lead wouldn't hold as the Stars rallied for the 3-2 win. Simply put, the Knights need to win tomorrow night to avoid elimination. Puck drops on Game 6 at 7 o'clock Friday night at the Fortress. You can catch it on TNT, Max, and local cable scripts Channel 34.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Oh, we've got a problem in Henderson on the Beltway. It's an accident on 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Right lane is blocked there. Got to merge to the far left to get by this, and it's a bad time for, there's no good time for an accident on that stretch of highway there. Eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. Want to merge to the left. Still have the police activity on the east side on the surface streets, Tropicana and Nellis. Westbound Tropicana lanes are blocked there at Nellis between Nellis and San Anselmo Street. I'm going to try Flamingo in the area instead. Again, that's Tropicana westbound at Nellis where the problem spot is. Today's going to look a lot like yesterday weather-wise. Clear, sunny, warm. Temperatures getting back into the mid-80s this afternoon. 64 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane. Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. So good to have you with us. I looked at the calendar, hard to believe it, 27 days from early voting. It's going to be right on top of us. And then, of course, we've got the June 11th primary. We've got the November 5th general election. So much to talk about. And so good to have Tom Wagner back on the show. He's been with us before. He is a candidate for Clark County Commissioner District C. And he joins us 27 days from early voting. You ramping up your campaign, my friend?
No, we are. I'm walking and meeting lots of neighbors in all parts of my district, which is pretty diverse, I'm sure you know. And I've had really good informative meetings with people, one as early as this Monday, that are concerned about, growth in the Northwest. It's just people coming in with incompatible type projects in the rural neighborhoods. And I'm going to be that guy that's going to listen to them.
We know that zoning is a big part of what the county commissioners deal with on a regular basis. Define the term rural zoning.
Yeah, no, it's low density housing, allowing two homes per acre. And then the one thing I love, being a farm kid from Minnesota and seeing that area, the rural roads with no sidewalks, no streetlights, horses and other animals, allowed in that area. And those are the things that I love. If you're blessed to live in that neighborhood, good for you. The neighbors that I've met with are very concerned about a developer who wants to put, a commercial or high-density housing in a parcel that he owns. And for me, I want to listen to those neighbors and make sure that, I tell them that when I get in office, that stuff's not going to be jammed down their throat. I've had on my platform all along responsible growth. And what I mean by that is let's put projects where they belong and not, in the rural areas where our developers are, buying land and then hoping to rezone.
I want to ask you, because what happens is social media gets involved and all of a sudden you make a statement about zoning and all of a sudden people say, oh, he must be anti-growth. You are not anti-growth, are you?
No, not at all. I moved here in 1988. Warm Springs and Eastern was my first house. I was blessed to have that house, but it was around a dirt lot. And I've seen growth in this community, and I love it. I mean, who wouldn't love to be in this community? But I also think that, you have to have a good open-door policy and dialogue with the developers, the home builders, to make sure that I'm listening to all sides. But I hope that before a developer purchases the land, they come see me and we can gauge what the neighborhoods surrounding that are feeling, because obviously those residents matter to me. And to say that the developers don't matter to me is nonsense. I just think that you need to bring both parties together and make sure that the zoning changes, if they're changes, works for everybody. And not every side's going to agree. But at least we're going to have informative meetings, and it's not going to be something that the residents are going to have jammed down their throats.
Again, Tom Wagner joining us, candidate for Clark County Commission District C as in Charlie. It's always good to have him on. One of the things for a body like this, the Clark County Commission, I think it's real important that folks know that a candidate knows how government runs. Is that do you qualify relative to knowing how this government runs?
Well, I tell you what, being a police officer here in Vegas since 1988, that's why I moved out here, got my degree in criminal justice and pre-law, and figured, you know what, I needed to go west, young man, and that's what I've done. And I've had my finger on the pulse the whole time I lived in Henderson. I was very engaged in politics. I know what's going on in my area. I pride myself in those things. And I think that, being a commissioner, you should be a full-time commissioner. I'm waiting for either of my opponents to make that same promise to the voters, because this is a big-time job and it deserves full attention. And somebody that's got their finger on the pulse, that is willing to meet with the residents and the developers and make sure that both sides are heard.
I know that we zero in on the big races, the presidential race. We've got the U.S. Senate race and congressional races. But these county commission jobs are so vitally important. Why is it important that we win in District C?
Well, I tell you what, Kev, we've had no Republican on this board for, I think it's 16 years, maybe 18 years. We haven't had law enforcement representation for 22 years, and I think those things have got to change. We have five attorneys on the board now, and everybody needs an attorney, right? But there's some transparency issues that are going on with F1 and other things with past commissioners and current commissioners, and those things just need to stop. We need to have an open, transparent process, and people need to trust their elected officials. I think that's what's wrong with elections these days, is nobody good wants to run because they're afraid of the criticism and micro just looking at them in a negative light. And it's got to be somebody that's willing to step up and be somebody of a voice of reason and not be afraid of hard issues.
How can people help your campaign? How can my listeners help you in your campaign?
Well, I tell you what, you guys have already done it. You've asked me this question before, and sure enough, I get phone calls. I love it. So we're only 27 days away from early voting, like you said. I'm walking every day. I'm walking Sun City, Summerlin. I'm meeting with rural preservation people. I'm going up to Mount Charleston next week. I just think it's got to be a grassroots effort, right? So I put my cell out there all the time, 702-326-3363. Use that cell because I'm not changing it once I become a county commissioner. That's going to be my cell number. That was my cell number when I was on Las Vegas Metro. I'm pretty proud of it. And my email address is tom@wagner4clarkcounty.com. And just help me get out and walk and spread the message and tell my story.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out. Again, 27 days to the start of early voting. And by the way, I get asked all the time, people are asking me, well, what should I do? Should I vote early? Should I vote on Election Day? What is your recommendation?
Vote. V-O-T-E, vote. You just got to get out there and make your voice heard. Be informed. Do some research on your candidates. There's, the internet out there. Do your research and then ask questions and call the candidate and ask them their position. They've got to be able to tell you how they're feeling and how they're going to vote and not be tiptoeing around issues.
Tom, it's always good to have you on. Thank you so much for your service to our community and your continued public service. This is going to be an exciting time, the final 27 days before early voting. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Go Team Wags.
There you go. Tom Wagner, candidate for Clark County Commission District C is in Charlie. That's Wagner 4, spelled out, clarkcounty.com. Stick around. Still to come, we're going to talk with a candidate for mayor. Well, not mayor. No, Congress, District 3. My buddy Dan Schwartz, the former state treasurer, believe it or not. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up in just a little bit as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Street walks further down the street, with the people way down low.
I promised I would let you hear from the former president, Donald J. Trump. I promised I'd bring you the highlights of his speeches in Freeland, Michigan, and Waukesha, Wisconsin. This is cut two. This is Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha yesterday. Here it is.
November 5th. It will be the most important day in the history of our country. That's where we are. You know, I used to talk in 2016, and I didn't have to do it in 2020 because we had the country in great shape, and then we went on to some incredible time. But I used to talk about 2016, that this is the most important election in the history of our country, and I meant it. That's nothing compared to what's happening now. Because I didn't think we're going to lose our country. Now we're going to lose our country. And we had a bad border, but the bad border was like beautiful compared to what we have right now. We had a bad border. I fixed it. And I go out and make speeches. I say, I want to talk about the border. And people didn't really respond because I fixed it. I did such a good job on the border. I fixed it. Nobody wanted to hear about it. My people said, sir, nobody cares about the border. I said, what do you mean? I got elected on the border practically. I fixed it and made it so good that I couldn't even talk about it for 2020. But it didn't matter because I got millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016. People don't want to talk about that. Millions and millions. I got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, and I got a bigger margin. You know, a lot of times a guy would either get elected, not get elected the second term, but they'd almost always get less votes. You know, you get bored with them. You get bored. You don't want him. You don't like him, but he could win. Like, if you look at Obama, he got far less votes. No, he got far less votes in the second election than he got in the first election. Far less. Millions fewer. I got many millions of votes more. It was unprecedented. The largest vote ever for a sitting president. And they say we lost. No, we didn't lose. We didn't lose. If you took the 10 worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Most destructive. Think of it. And it's... I used to say 5. I increased it to 10. I think I could go way beyond that. Think of it. You take the 10 worst ever, add them up. They're not as bad as Biden. So if you want to save America, get every common sense person you know, get them and register Republican. You got to register Republican and you'll vote, Mr. Chairman. Right? You got a great chairman. Thank you. Thank you. But look at the enthusiasm, Chairman. Look at the incredible enthusiasm we have. You know, they're going to get out. We're going to do this. This is going to be the greatest election. Thank you. This is going to be the greatest election ever. You're going to be the greatest ever. And it will be the most important day in the history of our country. But together we're taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. And in conclusion, it doesn't matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals are, these communists and fascists and wherever the hell they come from, nobody even knows. And some are homegrown and they're right here in our government and you've seen plenty of them. I say the enemy from within and the enemy on the outside. I think that, frankly, the enemy from within is more dangerous to our country than China and Russia and others. I feel that. Because if you have a president that knows what he's doing, he can handle China and Russia. But these people are crazy. And the enemy from within is very dangerous, criminals that nobody can believe. And we will take care of business. We're going to do the right job. We're going to be fair to everybody. We're going to do the right job. And our revenge, you know, they say, oh, this is a revenge tour for Trump. It's not a revenge tour. Revenge is going to be our great success. What we're going to do is success. We're going to have such success that it's going to turn that word revenge. There's not going to be any revenge. We're going to make this country so successful again. It's going to be so successful. That will be our revenge. That's going to be our revenge.
Donald J. Trump yesterday, Waukesha, Wisconsin, and it was just amazing stuff. Listening to him Waukesha and in Freeland, Michigan, two battleground states, by the way. I thought it was absolutely a masterstroke going out to those two states, reasonably close together, and being able to get the message out on an off day, a dark day for the court in New York City. They're back in court. They held a hearing on a possible more violations of the gag order. We're going to hear a lot about the gag order. It's not going away. It's just not. Stay where you are. Coming up, Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress in CD3. We'll find out how the state of the race is going there to replace Susie Lee. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We've been around for 25 years, and we're offering free loans to any new customer who wants to try us out.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Are you ready? Because it's Tom Wagner time. Ready to face off in the Clark County Commission race? Meet Tom Wagner, your conservative candidate for Clark County Commission.
Hi, I'm Tom Wagner. I'm running for Clark County Commission District C because I believe in the power of local communities coming together to make a difference. I'm a retired Metro police officer. I'll fight to protect our neighborhoods, ensuring our streets are safe and our families are secure. My opponents say they will work with law enforcement, but I am law enforcement and will be the first law enforcement Clark County Commissioner in 23 years. I'll work for you full-time to improve public safety, encourage responsible growth, and be a strong advocate for small business owners and entrepreneurs.
The primary is June 11th. Vote for Tom Wagner, and together we can build a team for a brighter future for our families and Clark County. Paid for by the Wagner for Clark County Commission.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for State Senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And Local is brought to you in part by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your small business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. They're waiting for your call right now. 702-965-2016. The number again, 702-965-2016. Coming up at the top of the hour, Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress in CD3. We're going to talk about the student protests, which may be coming to a university near you. We'll talk about that. Also, inflation, Bidenomics, the Fed holding rates at high levels, unchanged. We'll talk about all that and a whole bunch more. A lot on our plate in our final hour. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border,
pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kevin.